World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
It's time for some guerrilla warfare. To what? Yeah, guerrilla warfare. Spencer, I didn't send this to you. See how smart you are. Google guerrilla warfare. What is guerrilla warfare? Something, by the way, that the American church, conservatives, whatever it is they labeled us, whatever it is they want to call us, we don't even understand what guerrilla warfare is. Guerrilla warfare, according to Wikipedia, down at the bottom, is a form of unconventional warfare in which small groups of Christians such as rebels, partisans, MAGA, including recruited children, use ambushes, sabotage, terrorism, raids, petty warfare, hit-and-run tactics in a rebellion, in a violent conflict, yada, yada, yada. Although the term guerrilla warfare was coined in the context of the Peninsular War in the 19th century, the tactic methods of guerrilla warfare have long been in use in the 6th century, yada, yada, yada. By the way, that's why we lost Vietnam. You know that, don't you? Because they used guerrilla warfare. Guerrilla meaning, you remember back in 1776, and you see the British are coming, and they'd run out on the front line, and they would all fire shooting, and then run the back of the line, and the next guy would run, get another line up there, and then they would shoot, and the next guy would go back and get his muzzle. Like, remember how they did that, right? The firing line? Remember how they did all that? Well, guerrilla warfare changed the world because instead of standing out there in front of everybody shooting, people began to hide behind trees. And they began to dig bunkers. They began to dig holes. They began to shoot from places that you didn't know they were there. And that became guerrilla war. That's what killed us in Vietnam. Because we were not guerrilla warfare. We were conventional warfare, guys. And we thought you just bombed them and sent in troops and cleaned it out. And we thought that worked. It didn't work in the Gulf War either. Because conventional warfare, conventional warfare no longer works. It doesn't work. We still haven't figured it out. And see, one of the things that you have to do, my old football coaching experience, hang in there with me, is you're going to be successful, coach. You better do things. You better understand how your opponent thinks. And number two, you better make sure he doesn't know how you think. Fourth and one, deep pass, touchdown. Right? You with me? First and 10, slant, 60-yard touchdown. You have to run when they think you're going to throw and throw when they think you're going to run. Trickeration. It's not trickeration, but it's way the war. If they know you're going to run off tackle, think about a football thing. They're down on the one-yard line. Down on the one-yard line, first and goal on the one-yard line. What is everybody in the whole stadium expecting? A run. Then they got to go that far. We're going to run straight ahead because the shortest distance between two points is straight line. Run straight ahead. And they don't. They fake it and bootleg it and throw a pass. The guy's wide open. Why? Because it was unconventional. They never dreamed you were going to do that. And for too long, those of us in the, I don't even know what to call this movement that we're in, we don't understand how to fight. Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, evil spirits, high places, weapons of our warfare, not carnal, but mighty through God to pull down strongholds. Look, we don't even understand the enemy's weapons, let alone our own.
Amen.
And because we don't understand the conventional warfare, how are we ever going to understand guerrilla warfare and unconventional warfare? And would somebody explain to me, why is it every time the left, whatever that term means, those, by the way, those were terms that were given to us as well, okay? Every time the devil's team wants to do something, can somebody explain to me why they go out on the streets? Why do they go to the streets? Why do they protest in the streets? Well, because it's a form of guerrilla warfare, which they know works. Do we do that? Do we do that? When's the last big rally that you've seen outside your senator's house? Get the conservatives. When's the last time you took 100 men outside your U.S. senator's home and did some guerrilla warfare? Some unconventional. We don't do that. We don't even think. That's why the Bible tells us this, and I don't know where it is. This is off the top of my head, that the children of this world are wiser. They're wiser. Why is it the devil gets things done? Because he's wiser. How can that be? How could the devil be wise? We know the devil's not wiser than God. This is not a battle between the devil and God, although it is. It's a battle between the devil's team and God's team. And we can sit around and pray all we want to, go in your prayer closets and sit in there for 6 months in a row, not eat a bite of food. But if somebody doesn't come out and do something after that fast and prayer, I mean, nothing's going to happen. Fasting and prayer is like a grill, like a backyard grill. And you're cooking some chicken, you put it in there, you fast and you pray and you heat that thing up. And then when it's done, the prayer and fasting is over, then you open the lid of the grill and the food's ready to be eaten. What do? We pray and ignore it and look around. It gets worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. proactive Christianity. I really think this is regarding me now. I said this to my wife the other day. This sounds arrogant, but I'm going to say it anyway. A lot of you have watched the presentation that I make. It doesn't matter where it is. You've seen me do 45 minutes or whatever. And the truth is, boy, this sounds arrogant. I'm just telling you the truth. The room's electric when I'm done. The room is electric when I'm done. And the question I would ask myself, I ask my wife all the time, why won't somebody, so I'm going to ask this question. Maybe you can answer it for me. I'm coming, JR. Hang on with me. Why wouldn't pastors want to have their congregations electrified? Why wouldn't my schedule be full for 9 straight months on Sunday morning or Sunday evening coming in to inspire and electrify the people? Can somebody give me that one? Somebody answer that for me, why they wouldn't do that. By the way, I'm going down to New Orleans. Pastor Dale's having us down this weekend. But come on, really, why? Do we think about this stuff at all? Do we just want to have a religious tradition at our church Sunday after Sunday after Sunday? Walk into the church, they're going to do some praise and worship. They might sneak in a little bit of prayer. And the pastor's going to give a message. And then the choir's going to sing a song. And you say hi to everybody, and then you go home. That's it, isn't it? That's what church is. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Nobody answered me. Why not every Sunday am I not in a church somewhere? Can somebody explain that to me? Debbie, maybe you can. Can you explain it?
Yes, because they're not spirit-filled. They're really not led by the Holy Spirit. They're not, they don't have the conviction like you do and like a lot of people do. They just don't have that dedication and they just don't have that walk.
But Debbie, they're certainly not our enemy, are they? They would be on our team. Why is it that they would be afraid that somebody would come in and talk about the natural family, whatever? We've got to get involved. We've got to stop killing the babies. Why is this stuff not talked about from the pulpit? Why
because they're too afraid of the enemy and what they have to say about abortion and all those transgender and gay and unfortunately they. Just not don't have 100% conviction, and they're just afraid. They're afraid to offend people.
That's what you got to, right? When the Bible says, when Jesus himself said, you're going to be hated of all men. You're going to be hated of all men. Huh? He says that, right? Going into all the world, teach him to observe all commandments. And by the way, you're going to be hated of all men. Why is that? Why don't we understand that? Why don't we understand that compromise has got us in this mess? Yeah, Dale just mentioned I'm coming down to Crawfish Country because Dale's not afraid to have me in there. Because why? Because he's preaching this stuff to his people all the time. Dale doesn't worry that somebody might not come back.
But he has real believers in his church that are true followers.
But Debbie, I believe this. I believe there are real believers in every church that aren't being motivated and stimulated. I believe they're real believers. I believe there are people who really do care about their children and really do care about their culture and really do care about their schools, really do care. They really do care, but there ain't nobody blowing a trumpet. They don't know what to do.
Exactly.
We look around and what happens? Well, next week will be Queer Month. And then, next week will be Men Who Used to Be Women Month. And next month will be, you with me? And JR is trying to sneak in natural family. And he can't even get churches to cooperate with him on natural family for fear they might upset some homosexuals' parents. Amen, JR? Some homosexual. No. Joe's sitting on the, he's a big tither. Joe sits on the front row and his grandson's gay.
Amen.
I can't be talking about that. Let me see some real nice soft message that Joe will like and his wife will like, and they'll write a big check. I'm telling you the truth.
It's all fear motivated why they don't do that. They aren't committed 100%.
Yep. So that's what we're dealing with, right? God's not giving us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I know JR is about to bust because he wants to get in there. Jeff Nares, come on in, Jeff. Folks, I ain't going to kiss no pastor's ass. I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
It is fear motivated because every pastor goes into, they're looking at their whole year and they have an agenda and they were going to teach on this thing for 3 months and then this next thing for 6 months and so on. If you did what you wanted to do, like what you're talking about, then every church would be maybe 30 to 50 people and that's it.
Is that the truth? But, hey, Jeff, it might take I was a builder of football programs. You understand?
Yep.
Sometimes I'd go into a football program and they had 40 guys on the team, 9 through 12, 40 guys. And I'd come in and we would start a revamping of the program. And sometimes it would go to 35.
Yeah. Huh? It's the same thing. It's why this show is the size that it is. And I know it's bigger with listeners, but the queue, it's the same thing. It's the same thing.
So, but Jeff, after I was there 3 years, we had 90. Because why? We had to get rid of some of those hangers on. We had to get rid of some of them.
Yeah. But what were the results?
We got good, didn't we?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Amen. Dave Allison. I'll get you, JR, I promise. Go ahead, Dave Allison.
Good morning, Coach. Using your football analogy, so if your team took the field and the other team came out in beach clothes and flip-flops, what would you think about that?
Well, I'd have our guys take off their helmet and go over and hug them and tell them how much we love them. That's what we would do.
Well, obviously, you would look at them and say, these guys, they're nothing. And that's nothing. What the enemy sees when we take the field.
We're not. We are. That's right. That's right. So, good. I dumped that off my chest. Because one thing, it's been kind of, boy, time goes so fast. And can you believe next week is May? Next week is May. And we like to live out the gospel here at Coach Dave Live, and we want to encourage you guys to live out the gospel. And it's been on my heart here for a while. I've just been negligent in getting Jim Harris and JR in here to talk about Natural Family Month. Folks, can you think of anything? I stream of consciousness here, right? What would happen if you went to your pastor and said, Pastor, next month, from Mother's Day to Father's Day, or Father's Day, I can't remember which way to go, JR, we're going to celebrate the natural family. And Pastor, could we buy a bunch of signs so that everybody here in our church, all 500 of us here in our church, could go out and put a sign in our yard celebrating the natural family? Pastor, could we do that? Hey, JR, do they do that? What's your response when you go to them and ask them if maybe they would put a sign in it or put something in the bulletin that we're going to celebrate the natural family? What's the reaction, JR?
First of all, good morning, Coach. You're very much appreciated. You are. I'll get to that in a moment. But I understand that you were a football coach and that you coached a Christian team. Now, I heard a rumor, and maybe you can help me with this, that when a Christian team, they flip the coin, the Christian team always agrees to kick off. And when the other team scores, they don't get the ball back, but they kick off to the other team that just scored. It's my understanding they do that because they're a Christian team. They don't know how to play offense.
Well, they don't want to win. That's right. And they don't want to win, JR. They don't want to win because the game's going to be over here soon. And why put all that effort and the game will be over. We'll be out of here, right?
Amen. Amen. And that's one of the reasons we're doing the natural family. And you're right. The asking, it's from Mother's Day through Father's Day. And basically what we do is each week is dedicated to a portion of the family. And this is bookends, folks, Mother's Day to Father's Day. The first week is for mothers, dedicated to mother. You might have a dinner, you might have some kind of a celebration, gifts, whatever, but acknowledging and celebrating a mother. And the second week is for children and celebrating the children. The third week is for grandparents. And you and I both know that, first of all, the most important vocation that you'll ever have is that of a parent. And the thing that you'll enjoy most is that of being a grandparent, right?
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right. I got 10 and a half. 10 and a half of them.
Every time you say that, I just
they're coming over this morning. In fact, I got to get off early. They're coming over this morning, right? Bible says that the crown of an old man is his grandchildren. Yeah. Right?
There's nothing like being a parent. You may think you're intelligent. You may think you're smart. You may be good in business. You may be good in whatever you're doing. But until you become a parent, you really don't learn anything.
No.
They are a teaching experience you just can't imagine.
Folks, let me throw this out there real quick, AJ. Yeah. I don't know if you guys saw this or not. President Donald Trump is proposing a $5,000 bonus to people having babies. Did you see that, JR?
Yeah, I saw that.
The president wants to give $5,000 to anyone having a baby because why? We're below the what they call it, the reproductive. We're declining.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Folks, we're killing babies. Jack, I know it's a terrible plan, but at least he's aware of the fact that we're having babies is important. That's why they're bringing in, by the way, those across the border, because we need a replacement. Anyway, I'm mixing metaphors here a bit, JR.
No, you're fine.
So the natural family month, folks, I've been a little bit slow getting behind this. The natural family month begins when? Can you throw that up on the screen? When's natural family?
I think it's May 11th.
Hang on a second, JR. Why natural family? Why not traditional family? Why not whatever? Why natural family?
That's a question that we struggled with early on, what to name it. And the name natural came up, and we played around with it. And nuclear, if you go to a Britannica definition of nuclear, nuclear includes anything. Single parents, gay parents, doesn't make any difference. Anything, any type of parent. Traditional sounds good, but traditional may be over a period of time. So if you took a traditional family from, say, 2000 to, you just talk about the number of children and how they've been reduced. The tradition now is if you have a child, it'll probably be just a child and they won't have a brother or sister. But natural, and thanks for asking the question, is self-defining. You might as well be, say, biblical when you say natural, because it is one biologically born man, one biologically born woman in a lifelong, committed, monogamous relationship with their children, biological and or adopted if need be. But that is the key. That's the base. That's the biblical base. That's the natural base. When God
created, we all know what natural means. We all know. Hey, JR. Now, hang on. Pastors must be jumping up and down to promote this, right?
I wish they were. The natural family is kind of like the celebration is kind of like a litmus test. If you want to know where your pastor is, go to them and ask them to consider celebrating a natural family and explain to them, if they ask, explain to them what it is. And then step back and watch how they react. You're going to know immediately. By the way, you can do the same thing with your public servants. Ask them for the same thing. And by the way, the President of the United States has been formally asked by our senator to promote the Natural Family Month. Let's see what he does with that. That's a litmus test for a new president. If he passes on this, that's going to tell us an awful lot. There's a lot of similarities between he pastors and the LGBTQ community.
Okay, so JR, right now we know, everybody watching right now, you know this, that what is June? What is June?
There's some kind of a celebration. I can never remember
Pride
what it is.
Pride Month.
Yeah.
Pride Month.
Yeah.
Who celebrates Pride Month? Everybody celebrates Pride Month.
Yep.
So JR just sticks his elbows out and says, I just want to elbow in here. We'd like to have a little bit of a month for what 90% of Americans are, natural families. In fact, JR, the only way you can ever be a family is a male and a female, sperm and egg have to come together. That is natural.
Yeah.
That's natural. It's the only way it can be done. Yeah, you can do it through artificial insemination. Yes, you can adopt people. Yeah, we're not making fun of babies that are being adopted. Not all that. But is it okay to celebrate the fact that God's plan was for one man, one woman, for life, monogamous relationship? God's plan, right? God's plan.
Yep.
And so we can see all across America that they will promote Pride Month, Deviant Month, but we can't get them to promote Natural Family Month. Okay, Jay, let's get into it here.
There's close to 300 monthly celebrations in the United States, from everything from soup to nuts. And you mentioned Gay Pride Month. They've got a Cherry Pie Month, but they do not have a Natural Family Month.
Mm. JR, real quickly, you sent a couple videos out to Jared.
Play that first one, because we were talking about the number of children. This is incredible.
Story is going to sound crazy, like really crazy.
Marriage rates have been declining since the 70s, and 2021 was the first year that more children were born out of wedlock than in it.
For the first time ever since records began, 50.1% of women are childless by 30.
The U.S. fertility rate has plummeted for the past 15 years.
But people are choosing to get married later or live together beforehand, or even not getting married at all.
The nuclear family has almost been destroyed in the United States. You know, how many kids come from, you know, two-parent household with both parents that were their biological parent?
18%. People get married on average like 10 years later now than they did.
It's destroying the country.
If there is one thing that is apocalyptically different about our generation compared to every single other generation in history, it is the near total disintegration of the family unit, at the very least in the Western world. In 1960, 73% of children were living in a family with two married parents who were on their first marriage. By 1980, that had dropped to 61% of children, and today it is less than half. Almost 50% of all the marriages in the United States end in divorce, and researchers estimate that 41% of first marriages end in divorce. If we look at the up-and-coming generation, only half of today's teens will go on to get married at any point in their life, in spite of the fact that almost all of them aspire to marriage at some point in their lives. And families where the parents are unmarried do not fare as well. Cohabiting parents only make up 19% of all couples, but they make up 50% of family breakdown. And some people might respond, well, that's people's choices, people's desires change over time. This is fine, it's not a problem. The issue is that it is a problem. We can clearly see that. The destruction of the Western family is leading to the destruction of the West as a whole. Fatherlessness and broken families lead to a vastly increased chance of going to prison, vastly higher rates of violent crime, increased mental health problems, increased government spending. Fatherlessness is the single largest driving factor behind poverty, vastly more so than race. Did you know that in America, a white child from a mother-led household is 3 times more likely to end up in poverty than a black child from a two-parent household? And it is not just an American thing. The same pattern is repeated everywhere. In Canada, the UK, Australia, New Zealand, Scandinavia, the household is declining, and where it declines, the society falls apart. You need to hear this. The destruction of the family is the destruction of the Western world.
Okay, just cut it off there, JR. What do you have to say about that, JR?
As goes the family, so goes the nation.
Mm.
And we're seeing our nation. Look, where there's so many similarities between Rome and America today. Rome did the same thing to the family. They stopped having children. They stopped having that male leadership in the home. And the next thing you know, they're bringing in foreign
children to do their work, and then it's game, set, match. It's over with. Rome's gone.
Okay, so JR, I'm thinking as you're talking here, I'm thinking about the role models that they're giving us out of the entertainment industry. Mm. Taylor Swift, she have a baby?
Mm-mm.
Britney Spears, she have a baby?
Nope.
Katy Perry, she have a baby?
Nope.
No, no. And so they're pumping this stuff 24/7 into our young children. And what are we getting? I want to be like Katy Perry. I want to get in a fake rocket ship like Katy Perry and be like her, right? And all right, light at the end of the tunnel. Let's play this as well. Is this where we want to be, JR?
We can get to that. This is positive. There is a solution. I want to hold on for that just a second. You were mentioning people that have national exposure. You have Solomon Musk. I'm sorry, Elon Musk. And he's got children, doesn't he? So
yes.
Then it's all right, right? Let me give you a basic truth and where a lot of our problems generate. And this, we're talking a lot about parent rights now in public schools. Here is the ultimate right. A child should have the right to their biological mother and biological father. Mm. That should be a right.
They don't have a right to live, JR.
I know. But it's just what it does to a child is incredible. I mean, it's.
JR, somebody put in here that Katy Perry has a child. Was it Katy Perry? Somebody said that. Okay. How come we don't know that? How come we don't know that? Did she sneak off and have one and didn't tell anybody? Yep. Is she promoting the natural family? She and her husband with their new baby? No. She has a baby. I wonder how many abortions. I don't know. She certainly hasn't been without sexual behavior, has she? Hmm? What she promotes first and foremost. Okay, JR, we got to get to this, okay? So the Natural Family Month is coming up beginning on when, JR?
June 11th, Mother's Day. I'm sorry, May 11th, Mother's Day.
May 11th, Mother's Day. Now, look, folks, one of the things that JR has been doing for a while to celebrate, this has to be a groundswell, bottom up. And one of the things that we would like you to do is to get some natural family signs to put in your yard. This has to be a groundswell, right?
Yep.
It's not going to happen this month. It's not going to happen this year. But we have to, bottom up, promote the natural family. And one of the way we do that is by purchasing, where's that information? Purchasing signs that you can put. Look, folks, it's 200. What's the price on them, JL?
275. Now, 275 that's for 30 how signs. Shipped with stands.
Say it again, JR.
It's $275 for 30 signs.
30 signs.
Be shipped to you with stands.
Okay, so you could go to your folks, you could go to your family, you could go to your friends, you could go to your adult Bible study, you could go whatever, and come together, $275, go to your pastors, and order 30 signs. Is that what you said, JR?
Yes, sir.
For $275.
Yep.
And everybody at your church would have out in their yard a natural family sign. Now, JR, where do they order those?
Well, are we not on your site yet?
Well, it's not up there. Spencer, can you pull up the web? There we go.
Okay. And
folks, this is found at where? NaturalFamilyStrong.com. NaturalFamilyStrong.com. Order signs, 30 signs, 275. Delivered, folks. 275. They stick in the ground. You can use them again next year. And the idea is to have them out in your yard promoting Natural Family Month from Mother's Day to Father's Day. You say, $275. Well, do you want to win or not? Do you want to win or not? Huh? Hey, David Arthur, the homos worried about money? The trannies, are they worried about money?
Not at all.
Not some big fat donor in your church that could buy signs for everybody in the church. But of course, the pastor has to support as before, right? Look, I've gone on a long time here, and JR has gone on a long time. Here's what we'd like you to do. Order some signs. And let's at least start there. Jack, come on in.
Okay, I love the signs. We need more signs, lots of signs. But I'm going to ask you to make a donation, to figure out a way to get the pattern going for the flag. We need flags. Flags are symbolic. Flags are optics. And we can use flags in a really more effective way than the signs. You put the flag up, and then you put the sign at the base of the flag. We can make a difference, but it costs money to get the flag thing started. I need a flag.
You talk about U.S. flag or a natural family flag? What are you talking about, Jack?
Natural family.
Jack Williams, can you do that out for another one?
What? Okay, good idea. Anybody know where you get flags made for that, what the cost of them is? Anybody know that? JR,
Coach,
what's your flag?
I'm working on that, and I should know by early next week that information.
All right.
I'm delayed on that because I've been working on some other projects. I'm going to be talking to a mayor of a city here in the Columbus, Ohio area. I've been working on that.
JR, what's the main objection when you go to a pastor and ask him if maybe they would get on board with this? What's their main reaction?
If they talk to you, okay. It's getting in to talk to them, and if you can get to talk to them, then you probably have maybe a 50% chance of being successful, but you can't get to talk to them.
What's their objection? Why don't they want to do it?
They don't return calls. And yet you're right. They don't, if they do something like this, then there's going to be some congregants.
Yeah, they're going to alienate.
Yep. Been led to believe that practicing something that is unnatural is okay. And you've never said that it wasn't as a pastor, and now you're saying it's not okay?
It's political, JR. We don't mix religion and politics here at our church, right?
Yep, yep.
We love everybody. We love all families here, right? Right? Yep, that where it goes? You're not telling them not to love other families. You're just saying, how about we love the natural family? How about that become the model of our church, that we would like all people, all young children, to have a natural family? A one man, one woman, monogamous relationship for life. That would be the goal, wouldn't it?
Yep.
We can't even get him to buy in on that. Neil Levy, come on in.
I just wanted to say, Coach, maybe Spencer could bring up your site. The signs are available on CoachDaveLive.com, and they can be bought for or can be bought with a credit card. And that's all set up over under the shop.
There they are.
That's an easier way to do it.
I'm not making any money on this. JR isn't making any money on this. This is what it costs to get the signs, all right? And shame on me, there is a flag, huh? No, flag signs, I'm sorry. 200, look, not you, $250. You get them, and you go to your neighbors, your friends, your church group, say, hey, I got you a sign, $10. I got you a sign, $10. That's the way it works. You're going to have to put out the upfront investment. But then you go to your family. Hey, could you give me $10 for this? I got this. We're trying to pull. Go ahead, JR.
Yeah, Neil, I don't understand the pricing on that site. That may have to be corrected a little bit, because I think last time we talked, it was $275. Has that changed?
No, it hasn't. I believe that maybe Jared and company didn't put
the
right number.
$275, folks.
Yeah.
Inflation.
We'll get that. We'll get that corrected.
$275.
The signs are.
Go to Jared's or JR sign, and the price is up there.
Yeah.
Yep. You don't have to go to my site. Go to Natural Family Strong, and it'll be right there. There it is. Mail him a check. Hey, and Neil, because Neil's the one's kind of working on it. Hey, Neil, how much turnaround time on this for the most part, you think?
From the time the order is placed, it's about 2 days they're in your hands.
Okay, so now, folks, now listen. You say, well, I can't get mine done until the middle of June. Okay, that's fine. Get them up. Whenever you can get them up, get them up. And then you can keep them, and you can use them the next year. Okay,
Coach, there's two separate signs. One sign that says the Natural Family Month that you're showing up there, Mother's Day to Father's Day. And the other sign is celebrating our American tradition, which is behind me, Natural Family Strong. That sign can be kept up year round unless somebody takes it down for you, which seems to happen a lot.
Happens a lot.
But that's okay.
I'm asking out there to all of you that are looking in here today. Does anybody have a strategy how we can make this a grassroots movement? Anybody have any idea, any strategies how we can do it? Because look, folks, I'm going to tell you this. The average pastor ain't going to do it. Dale Socher will do it. Tom Gill will do it. Clint will do it. Tim Tuber will do it. I mean, there are guys who will do it. But most of you probably go to a church where the pastor ain't going to do it. How do we bridge that, JR?
Neil, are you still with us? Because he has a great testimony about how it was done, not how you can do it, but how it was done. Neil, are you okay to talk about that?
Yeah, our church is having a kickoff for the Natural Family this weekend, and Mary and I, my wife and I, we're going to promote it, but we thought, what a better idea. Let's get a couple of young families in our church to promote this. We're going to have a table set up, signs available. So we got one family in the first service. They have five kids, and the second family that's promoting in the second service has six kids and one in a hopper. So wow. We're going to have a real picture of what the Natural Family is all about, so we're excited about that.
So, JR, can I brag here, man, JR?
Yeah, go ahead. Yes. Yeah, please do, because you're responsible for Neil.
I don't have any idea why, what Michelle and I did. I don't have any idea. But I went last night again and watched one of our granddaughters play a softball game. Mm. Abby and Morgan, top of the hill, have four. Maggie and Isaiah, right over here, have four and one on the way. Zach and Adrian have two. Can you guys do math? That's 11 grandbabies. And the Bible says that they're the crown of the old man. My wife and I get up every morning and wonder, what is it? I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad. Are our grandkids coming over today? Because they have become the focus of our life, training the next generation of children. Now, I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad out there, because I know a lot of you grieve because you don't have grandkids, or grieve. Well, I get it. I'm not trying to rub it in. But friends, if we don't actively counteract Katy Perry and counteract what Taylor Swift, if we don't say this is a good thing, having children is a good thing, and encourage people, this is a good thing. The church ought to be saying having children is a good thing. And we're not. We're not. They're murdering them. Birth control.
But Coach, it's all about me, me, me. That is what our government run schools are terrible. They're indoctrination centers. The first thing they do with children, by the way, when you take your child to school, you turn the authority of your child over your child to the schools, whether you know it or not. You turn the authority of the child over to a government-run school. That school is going to tell your child, number one, that they're a victim, okay? But we can take care of that problem for you. Not your parents, but we can take care of that problem for you. And then they have that child starting looking to why they are a victim, and they tell them why they are victims. And then the parents lose control of their children. And then the schools are also teaching the children, okay, you need to be career minded. Don't worry about family. You need to be career minded. The family can come later, not knowing that especially with women, that you have a limited time that you're going to have children. If you spend that time 10, 15 years developing a career, guess what? You're going to have trouble having children, a lot of trouble having children.
Amen. Amen. Hey, David Arthur, come on in. I know you're hanging in out there, David. So let's counter this, David, with the sexual deviant crowd. David, why are they working so hard to promote this kind of stuff? Why are they working so hard to promote Gay Pride Month? And what's that all about, Dave?
It's the impressing it upon the children. Children are impressionable, so if you impress it upon them while they're young, then you're recruiting future cult members, because it's a cult. It's not a community. It's not a cause. It's a cult. But that's why they're doing it, because children are impressionable. Even the Drag Queen Storytime website, when it first got created, they even admitted on there their target audience is 3 years to 8 years old, because those are the most impressionable years.
Mm. Folks, do you think the Natural Family is promoted in public schools? What do you think, JR? We think we can get our local public schools to put these signs out in front of the schools?
You know, I've never tried that, but that's an interesting, you know, I'm game.
I mean, they're hanging gay pride flags everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Why can't we? Right. We need a good lawyer. We need $1 billion. Let's do some lawsuits here, right?
Oh boy, do we
let's get them to tell us no and then sue them.
Yep. And what we want to do is we want the states to be inclusive when it comes to the natural family, because we are being excluded. And by the way, all these problems, all these people are having, it is generally the perpetrator is the white male Christian. That's always the bad guy. Always the bad guy.
Amen. So JR, I'm thinking David R. Arthur put in there, get a natural family club going. That's good.
Oh yeah.
But folks, look, we look at LifeWise. We talked about that the other day. You have to go off campus. You have to go off campus to teach children about Christ. When is the church going to wake up and understand what's happening to us, what they're doing to us? That's why President Trump, we talked about that yesterday, signed that declaration against what? Discrimination against Christianity. Trump did that. Now, Trump ain't going to promote it anymore. What are you going to do about it? What's your pastor going to do about it? He won't even put up a freaking natural family sign because somebody in his church might get offended. Oh boy. Hey JR, can we show the rest of that other?
I want to, but I want to thank David, because please, you missed a great idea. Natural family schools have clubs.
Right.
Ask for a natural family club in your school. Thank you, David. That's beautiful.
That's actually the process in which it must be done. In order for them to hang those pride flags, they had to have already started their alliance groups first.
Gotcha.
We'll talk about that. Yeah.
That's what they tell you anyway. Yep. That's what they tell you anyway, huh? Come on.
Now, here's the truth. I mean, in all of this troubles that we're having right now, we all need to understand one thing, and go ahead and play that video, because it kind of brings it out.
Let me tell you why this won't succeed. For two reasons. One is this. This movement is going to slam into the brick wall of reality. There is such a thing as a natural family in the world. It takes precisely one man and one woman to make a child. That is a natural family. A child can only ever have two biological parents.
He's not wrong.
And I know we live in a fallen world, and there are issues and there are challenges and there are times when this is not the case. But in the overwhelming majority of situations, a child will be better off with their two biological parents together in the home. And those parents will be attached to their children in a way that no amount of social engineering can possibly overturn. And the second reason is as follows. This world is ultimately created by and ruled by a father. God the Father made everything. God the Father is in charge of everything. Attempts to overthrow fathers and families are at their core a mark of rebellion against the Almighty Father. And the problem with doing that is, he will win. And so this movement cannot succeed in the long term, and it will not succeed in the long term. The solution to a revolution is a reformation. It is a revival. It is an outpouring of the Spirit of God. And men and fathers seem to be the primary target of this. So I want to speak to the men. There is a movement that seeks to destroy your position and your place in society. But by the grace of God, you will not be destroyed. You're going to win. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to love God. We're going to love our wives. We're going to raise our kids. We're going to steer away from all of the vices that the enemy wants for us. We are going to reject pornography. We are going to reject promiscuity. We are going to reject all of these agendas. We're not going to be weak and emasculated. We're going to stand up and we're going to take our place. We're going to go to church. We're going to study God's word. We're going to pray. We're going to be filled with the Spirit. We're going to build the kingdom. And I know this has been a bit of a downer of a video, and it's been depressing making it, but can I say this? We're going to do it with a smile on our faces to annoy all of the right people. A freaking man. I feel...
Hey, man. A freaking man. That's right. Let's annoy him, right? Remember, folks, they told us we were going to be hated of all men. Go ahead, JR.
You need to play that every morning before your program, okay? I mean, you've instilled in me and in your audience the positivity that we are winning, and we are winning. We're on a winning team, but you got to show up in the game and be part of it. That doesn't necessarily, from the man standpoint, doesn't mean you're going to win, but in terms of you personally getting closer to your creator, getting in the game is going to get you there. That exercise, being on that team, playing on the field, is going to make so much difference in your life.
JR, let me stop right there. I know we got some pastors in here. Dale, I know Dale's in here. Hey folks, hey pastors, we need to hear from you now, pastors. How does the average person approach their pastor about Natural Family Month? Dale, what do you say, Dale?
Well, Coach, to me, it just seems so simple, because if a pastor's not for the family, he's a fool. I mean, I don't get it. This is probably one of the least confrontational approaches, the way JR has done this. I've promoted it. Matter of fact, I put it out there. To me, as anything, is that going to the pastor and say, hey, listen, if the Lord's laying this on your heart, that's the way you share it with them. You don't get confrontational. Say, look, pastor, I'm not asking you to pick this up. I'm just asking you to back me, to cover me, and maybe even promote it, and then give them a little bit of the gist of this natural family. If it's not a natural family church, Coach, truly, I mean, in my heart, I'm not being obnoxious, it's not a Christian church. I can't imagine a church that does not support the natural family.
So, Dale, you're saying you don't go ask for permission, you ask for a covering.
Coach, Hey, pastors are people. Somewhere along the line, people think pastors, they got skin of an alligator. I'm going to tell you something. They got feelings. They get hurt. I get it. And they're busy. And you wanted to alleviate that. Listen, pastor, I'm telling you, I have a Bible. I have a desire to start a Bible study. I'm not asking you to come. I'm just asking you to cover me. Pastor, I'm not asking you to pick this ball up and run. And you give them the information. You say, all I'm asking, pastor, is you're my pastor. Please cover me in this. And a pastor, who would not cover their own sheep?
Todd Henry, I see you're hanging out down in there. Todd, I don't know if you can unmute yourself or not. I got great respect for Todd. What would you say, Pastor Todd? How would you approach a pastor on this issue? Are you able to get in here? He could just be listening. I'm not trying to put him on the spot. If you get a chance, Todd, come on. There's some pastors in. We'd love to hear from you, man. Help us out here. Help us out. How do we go without upsetting the apple cart and approach our pastor with this idea? Anybody?
Coach, while you're waiting, I talked to a pastor yesterday from New Hampshire, and he was not aware of me. He was not aware of the organization. And by the end of the conversation, he has decided that he's going to spend every week for 5 weeks talking about the mothers, children, etc. He wants signs, and he wants more information on it. And I just brought the subject up to I didn't know what he's going to say. Boom.
So, well, the point is, we don't really know, right? We could be falsely accusing these guys, saying they don't want to get involved, and they really don't know what to do. Maybe they really don't know what to do. So I'm looking for that was some great advice there, Dale. I'm looking for another pastor to come in and say, here's how you need to approach it. I know what I'd do. I'd empty my church properly.
Coach, before somebody gets in here, in my heart, I can tell you right now, JR, somehow or another, you need to get this into the White House, because Donald Trump, I think, would put these signs in to the White House lawn.
We're going to find out. He's aware of it. He was made aware of it by my senator.
Judah.
Yeah, Coach, I know from personal experience, you know, when you do take this to a pastor who claims to be a pastor, and they look at the ground and they say, well, I'm going to have to check with my team to see if this is something that we want to do. That is a person who is on the dole. And the way to go around it is just walk out in front yard, cross the street, and plant it in the ground anyways.
Make him take it out. Make it, folks. Yeah, you understand that picture? That when they take the sign out of the ground, you understand the ammo that you now have? Say, we put out, Pastor, aren't you for the traditional family? Aren't you for the natural family? Pastor, golly, I never dreamed that you would be opposed to this. That's it.
I don't need the calls. I don't need the calls.
Come on in, Todd. Thanks, Todd, for jumping in here.
Hi, Coach. Traveling today, just was in the shower. I just jumped out and heard my name.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, I've been thinking back. You know, it's been a few years since I was pastoring, and I don't know if you remember, you know, I tried to have you come in and speak to our congregation, and we had to meet with a couple of the elders. I don't know if you remember that meeting very well.
I do.
And, you know, I think that's one element. It's not just the pastor. You know, they got to report to a team of leadership usually. And so you got to get buy-in from more than just the pastor sometimes. That's one element. Another thing I thought of was, I think it's got to be a much larger campaign than just trying to get in and talk them into putting a sign up once a year. I think you got to reach out and try to build relationships ongoing. So the pastors know you. I mean, I know this is talking about a lot bigger things than just one effort once a year. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Right, right. But I'm thinking, Todd, it would at least encourage them to be able to speak about it. Actually stand up in the pulpit and speak about it. We're celebrating this month because this is God's plan, and we have to restore the family. I think it would be a great jumping off place for pastors.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Another thought I had was, you know, having been a pastor, I always liked creating sermons, messages, and little series on certain topics. And I don't know, maybe a resource, to provide for the pastor that's, we also have a series we put together. Let's talk about what is a father, a husband, a wife, you know, maybe a family, dedicate the whole month and have a teaching series on it. Something you could hand out to the pastors or I don't know. Yeah, there's a lot of ideas flowing through my head, but I know the resistance is there, and I think a lot of different reasons contribute to it. I'm meeting with a pastor this morning. I'm going to ask him. He pastors out here in Western Ohio. I'm going to propose the question to him and see what his thoughts are. So,
make it a win-win for him, right, Todd? Make it a win-win.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
See, I think a lot of them are afraid of something they don't need to be afraid of. I think a lot of people in the church would say, amen, let's do this. But they're waiting on the approval of the leadership. That's my take on it.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, Todd. Thanks, man.
You bet.
Vinny.
Hey, good morning, guys. So I put in a video this morning of Mira Tandon attempting to call out Mike Lawler on TV, saying that he and Republicans by large weren't behind Trump's plan to extend $5,000 to supporting a natural family. So first, it's in first case, it's about shaming people about getting money that's actually theirs, right? This is, once again, this is money that belongs to us that's been misspent and mismanaged, and now it's going to be relegated back to we the people, right? And in a bigger sense, it's about calling them out, Coach, on their lying. To even insinuate that there is someone in office who isn't behind supporting a natural family. It's just ridiculous. Thank you,
Vinny. So, JR, Jeff, I'll get you in here just a second. So, JR, help me out again. $275 for how many signs, JR?
30 signs. And
30 signs. Somebody do math for me. How much is that a sign? I know. I'm seeing if you guys can do math. How much is that for a sign?
$9.
$9. $9 for a sign. $9. Now, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to order a bunch today. And some of you maybe can't do that. You can. I'll be part of your resource. Don't call me today. I don't have them yet. We're gonna go ahead and get them. Jeff Klein, come on in.
Coach, how about you do this? Instead of tithing your church the first of the month, just order a batch of signs. And you go to your pastor and say, "Hey, I did you a favor. I got 30 of these signs for everybody here in the church to put these out in the yard."
Oh, Jeff.
He didn't tie the church. Just go outside.
Go up to your church with 30 signs and say, "Here you go. They're free. This is my tie this month. These are free." Oh, my goodness. My goodness. Great idea. Randy.
Yeah, Coach, I want to go back to the 30. I got 30 I put out last year, and a lot of them are still up. Okay, I'm going to go back to all of those people and say, now, you're in the fight, you're in the game. Do you see yourself long term? Do you see yourself changing your little sphere here? And there are a lot of them are church people. And that is the value in this, Coach, is the building of the relationship to get people that won't never hear this message to get them on the team to see this. And
amen.
Just go back and redo the ones that, you know, the people, the relationships where you've already got it going, and ask them and say, okay, would you order them and you do this now and hand it off to them and try to multiply this thing.
Amen. Amen. And look, I'm seeing something Betty's putting in there. Betty, look, hey, Betty, God bless you. Don't order the signs. I'll get the signs. I'll get the signs and I'll bring them to that event for you. Don't worry about it. I'm going to order a bunch of them today. Folks, this is a long-term grassroots effort, but it's worth the effort for sure. Todd, you still got your hand up. I didn't know if you wanted to come back in or just forgot to take it down. Any suggestions out there? Any suggestions? Why would we not get behind this? Why would we not?
Coach, I have a favor to ask on our site, and I put the link up there, naturalfamilystrong.com. There's a section there called Promise. Please sign that promise. Size matters. When people go to our site, one of the things they're going to look at is that promise. And when they see 1,000 or 2,000 people have signed it, it's going to make a difference to them. Amen. It'll be very helpful.
Amen. Amen. Todd, come on in. I think maybe Todd just is back in the shower, maybe, right?
Yeah, he forgot to take it down. Keep going.
Yeah, okay. Pastor Clint, you down there, you in here? I can't get some more pastors in here. What do we need to do, pastors? How do we handle this? How do we approach them? What do we do? It is, my frustration level gets high. It gets so high. Don't we want to win? I don't get, Lauren, come on in, Lauren.
Good morning, y'all. What about doing a Facebook live campaign and like every day leading up to this and all throughout it, like just start doing and then just do a social media blast and do the lives about what you're doing, where you can get the science, how you're going to do it, and including all the testimonies of bringing in all these different families from around the nation. I mean, you have the outreach for it, maybe connecting with Pastor Dave from His Glory and just and promoting it with Dave. You know, I mean, I can bring it up to him. Or yeah, Lauren has to reach out to Lisa.
Other ministries that you're associated with, you be the go-between. You, a ministry you're associated with, say, hey, have you noticed what's going on with the Natural Family Month? Are we part of that, Pastor? I think that's a great idea, Lauren. Can I tell you the truth? Are you looking at me? This competition amongst podcasters. Just telling you. Just telling you. Now, wouldn't this be a great thing that we could all, can you imagine if Joe Rogan got a hold of this? Can you imagine if Alex Jones got a hold of this?
Mm-hmm.
Can you, folks, it would only take one. It would only take, can you imagine if Glenn Beck got a hold of this? Glenn Beck would be a guy for it, right? Sean Hannity, do any of you have those kind of contacts out there? The question is, will they have the courage to do something about it? It would only take one boom in this thing. But folks, we're on offense. We're on offense now. No, I don't care what kind of Christian you think Donald Trump is. He's making JR legal. He said, JR, come on and do it. Come on and do it. Hey, Randy, come on and do it. Come on, you got to bring all that stuff in here. It's okay. Bring it. They're not going to lock you up and throw you in the gulag anymore. You understand? So we can't sit back and ask Donald Trump to do what the church won't do. That's where we are. That's where we're at. Jack.
Yeah, that's a great idea, Coach. We can call into talk shows. I've called in so many times. Howie Carr knows my voice. But we can call into talk shows and say, hey, have you guys looked at the Natural Family? This is how we support. This is how we grow our country. This is how we recover our republic. It doesn't have to be the church. The church is barely functional. The other thing is, United Way. I sent JR the a copy of United Way has this program called Alice, and they look at the people in low income situations, and they are going to support the people that are doing the worst instead of the people that are doing the best in the low income situations. We don't incentivize good, we incentivize stupid. We got to change that.
Jack, we got to run. Natural Family Strong. Order some signs. Let's make this happen. Sign the pledge. See you tomorrow.